This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Last month, we had the chance to sit down with Brian Slaywin and Jordan Fuller to discuss the Erie area's entrepreneurial ecosystem. This was a great conversation focusing on upcoming programming coming to the Corey area. Brian and Jordan came down on April 23rd to give a preview of all the options future entrepreneurs have at their disposal. This month, we have another member of the ecosystem here with us, Kathy Roach, Entrepreneurial Manager at the Center for Business Ingenuity at Gannon University. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you very much for having me, Matt. Very excited to chat with you today.
The strategic plan at the Corey Higher Education Council emphasizes strengthening support for potential entrepreneurs in the Corey area. Over the past few years, we have approached this with various levels of success. This year, we are trying something new with the Rural Entrepreneur Week. Kathy, I've mentioned a few times over the past weeks how we basically copied your successful event. Tell the audience about the event you had in November and how this upcoming event will serve the area.
Oh, absolutely. Super excited to talk about it. So as part of the Beehive system for the past 4 years, we have actually planned activities for Global Entrepreneurship Week in November. And each year we try and make it better, listen to what the needs are, the questions are of our startups in the area. And we came up with the Global Entrepreneurship Day. That kind of was the catalyst for the whole week. So we always start out on a Monday evening where it's a big, huge networking event. We'll have a couple of our startups talk about how they got to be successful, what were the pitfalls, what they wish they would have told their younger selves that they knew now in starting their business. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we would have like a lunch and learn. So everybody comes if there's free food. So we offer a lunch and then a speaker based on stuff that we've heard. So for instance, in November, we were hearing a lot about, you know, I'm afraid to take the next step. So we actually had a psychologist come and talk to the group about, you know, how to put your big boy or big girl pants on and get past that fear of taking your business to the next level. And then Friday, we were also hearing from our startups, you know, I don't know what is out there. I'm afraid to talk to people. So we brought everybody that could help startups into one room. And we invited all the startups in the area to come and take a quick survey to know where they were at in their journey. And then they would follow a colored flag. So if you were just starting out like a year or less, you would follow the red flags. And so everybody that was at a table with a red flag, they knew those people could help them right now with their business. And maybe they were a little farther along and they would follow and talk to entrepreneurial ecosystem people about, well, I'm starting to make money, but what's my next step? You know, what do I need to do next? And then if they were kind of chugging along for a bit, but maybe they needed funding, we had funders here that they could talk to. And it was just so successful to actually have not only our startups come in, feel comfortable to walk around and talk to people. And if they were a little nervous, then we had people that would kind of walk with them, maybe start out the questioning till they felt comfortable enough to carry on the conversation. And then we would go with the next person. But it was also great to have the people in the ecosystem talk to one another, because sometimes they get siloed, to know what everyone else is offering and create, you know, a connection. And in some cases, a friendship that is still going on. So, you know, in working with Matt at the Corey Higher Ed, he's just doing so much in the Corey area with others to really help the startups, not only in Corey, Union City, and, you know, other places, and wanted to bring that to that area. And it's flattering, right, if someone copies you. And so, you know, mimicking the thing. But then on Friday, we'll not only be bringing down on May 24th, we're going to just mimic that last day as well and have everybody not only from the Erie ecosystem, but those in the rural areas as well that can help start startups so that they don't have to travel. They were removing that barrier of, oh, I don't know where to go or who to talk to. We're bringing the services to the people. So super excited.
Yeah, we're super excited too. We heard a lot of the same things you did from potential entrepreneurs. That voice in the back of their head that says, oh, you know what, maybe this isn't a good idea. Maybe someone won't like it. So we wanted to provide a similar opportunity where anybody can come to any table on Friday, even if you're not exactly at the right table. The approach has always been that there's no wrong door and the introductions mm-hmm. can be made. I know when I was up at Gannon, a few people came to me and they had an idea. There was something that they were discussing. And I would say, you need to go over to this table. I can even take you over and introduce you. So that was a great experience that they got to have.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, and you're doing everything that we did up in Erie. So you're starting off with a networking event on, you know, Monday and then having lunch and learns based on what you're hearing down there from startups. So I think it's going to be a really great event.
I appreciate that. So one of the sections that will be at the event on Friday is the Northwest Pennsylvania Innovation Beehive, of which Gannon is part of.
Yes.
So how can the Beehive in its entirety assist those who may have a business idea or are looking to grow their business?
Oh my gosh. How long do I have to talk about that, Matt?
A few minutes.
So just like the event for Rural Entrepreneurship Week, all week is free. The Northwest Pennsylvania Beehive offer free services to startups, and you can be at any level in your startup journey. So it is the five universities and the Blasco Public Library up in Erie, and we each offer different services to our clients for free. And as Matt mentioned, there is no wrong door to enter. If you contact one of the universities and they can't help you, we immediately refer to who can. So if you have, and Gannon is usually the starting point because we do early business insights. So you have an idea and you need to really, you know, you're stuck because you need funding. So we'll do some early business insights and look on the Kickstarter crowdfunding platform to see if maybe what your idea is successful or not successful on Kickstarter and give you that information. We'll give you an entrepreneurial PowerPoint pitch deck so you can go talk to friends and families or some funding sources, and you have a professional PowerPoint presentation to kind of talk people through what your idea is. And we give you information about patents that are out there or trademarks that might be out there. We give you a competitive analysis table. So as we say, you throw your competitors under the bus. We give you some industry insight to talk about. And then there's some slides that the client would fill out, like what's their marketing strategy, what's their ask, and who they are. And then we also do a startup capital best practice analysis, which is such a long title, but it is companies like you. How did they get their first funding? Was it bank loans for that industry? Was it competitions? Was it pre-seed or seed funding? And any funder information that we find, we pass that along to the client. And then we refer. We might refer across the lobby to the Small Business Development Center. We may refer them, if they have a widget, to Penn State Barron, who will take their idea and CAD draw it and then 3D print it so that they actually have an actual widget in their hand to show people what their idea is so they can actually visualize what they would like to do on their journey. They're also doing a light app. And that means they're not going to do the back end where they're actually going to create an app for you, but they would show you what your app would look like by creating the front end for you. So they offer that service. We may then refer you to Mercyhurst University, and they'll do a deep dive competitor analysis. They'll do lead sheets on where you could sell, not only locally, regionally, but nationally as well. They're doing some SEO and grant opportunities that might be out there for you. And then we may refer you to PennWest Edinburgh, and that's like hiring a marketing firm, all free again, where it's a semester course because it's a capstone for their seniors. And then they do some light work over the summer, but it's basically creating a logo for you, creating or maybe zhuzhing up the website that you have, creating business cards for you, newsletter, letterhead, things like that. But they'll also help you with your social media. So explain what social media is, if maybe that's not your forte, and what would be the best social media platform for you, help to create a calendar and teach you how to create content for your social media postings. And then we may refer you to Allegheny, and they are doing environmental sustainability. So could be researching if you have an idea where you want to make your product is going to be carbon neutral, they could do research on what those carbon credits are by using that product. So they'll do a lot of research for you. And then if maybe you are really just, you have an idea, maybe you're crafty or you want to weld metal and make sculptures, but you're not sure, you can actually go to the Blasco Library. They'll teach you how to use the equipment. You can play around and see if it's something that you'd like to do before you go and invest money on your own for that equipment. So the Northwest Pennsylvania Beehive, we've been around for almost 10 years. We do a celebration every year where you can come and meet, and that is going to be at Penn West Edinburgh this year. But it's just a great network. We meet every Friday. We've been doing that since the beginning, and we refer back and forth, and it's just a great collaboration of assistance for startups. And again, that's free.
And that's what's amazing to me, Kathy, is that all of this is free. And people still, again, we talked about changing the conversation. There's a lot of people that don't know it's available.
Correct.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast this month, Kathy. I can't believe we're talking about the event coming up. It's getting really close, and I'm glad that we can partner to make that easier for me.
Absolutely. You know, anything I can do, we've been down a couple times talking to the folks in Cory and also Union City, and the excitement down there of the entrepreneurship ecosystem that you guys have down there. I think this is just going to be a great next step to help everyone that's down there. So I'm looking forward to coming down, helping out, and meeting all the folks down there. So thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kathy. So those interested in attending Rural Entrepreneur Week can register for any number of our events by going to coryhighed.org and clicking the register online button in the upper right portion of the page. I can't believe we're talking about this event already, but it's coming right up. But once we get past that and into next month, we will be talking with PA State Representative for the 4th Legislative District, Jake Banta. So I look forward to that conversation, and we'll see you soon.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Cory Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Cory Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Cory Higher Education Council. Learn more at coryhighed.com. That's coryhighed.com.